KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sorrow and shock in Kansas City after the mass shooting that took place during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
The shooting began at the end of the celebration as the Chiefs players were leaving the stage. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes saying he's praying for Kansas City, and Travis Kelce saying he's heartbroken over the tragedy that took place. It's the second time in less than a year that gun violence has rocked a pro sports team's celebration. In June, a shooting in Denver left 10 people wounded as fans celebrated the Nuggets' first NBA championship. Police said it was likely sparked by a drug deal.
NBC's Andrew Dimbert. One person was killed, 21 wounded, including 9 children. Israeli forces storming the main hospital in southern Gaza. The IDF says it's a limited operation seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. Donald Trump is expected back in the New York courtroom today for a hearing on the Stormy Daniels hush money case. Japan's economy contracting again last quarter. It was once the world's second largest economy behind only the U.S. Now it's fourth. This is ABC News. It took 12 hours to end a standoff in Washington, D.C. that left 3 police officers with gunshot wounds. Cops are trying to serve the person inside a home with a warrant for animal cruelty surrendered overnight. They're often called the first family of Marvel Comics, and now we know who will be playing them in their upcoming movie.
Marvel has picked its Fantastic Four. Pedro Pascal continues to be one of the it guys of the moment. The Mandalorian and The Last of Us star will play Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic. Mission Impossible and The Crown star Vanessa Kirby will play the Invisible Woman Sue Storm. Recent The Bear Emmy winner Eben Moss Backrack will play The Thing Ben Grimm. And Joseph Quinn, who played fan favorite Eddie Munson on the recent season of Stranger Things, will play the Human Torch Johnny Storm. Fantastic Four expected in theaters in July of next year.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. The Apple Store is seeing a lot of returns of the new Vision Pro headset. The 14-day return window for people who bought them on day one runs out tomorrow. Some customers are complaining of headaches and eye strain. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today. Some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Snow this morning, but it will end by mid to late morning and then gradual clearing here as we head through the afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 21. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, 27. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good out there. It is slick. Todd, how was Oshberg?
Coming up 41 from Oshkosh to Green Bay is a little nuts this morning, especially the further south you are. But then again, hit Brown County. Slick again.
Okay. Is it freezing? What's the temperature?
No, I don't think it's freezing.
Oh, it's right on the 33 degrees.
But that slush is slippery.
Yeah, it is.
Even
especially
if it doesn't
when you
freeze.
Get it, you're going 65 or something. Right. All of a sudden, you have to hit the brakes.
So, how was your walk down the
not good
three
not
flight
good.
Of stairs that
not
you have
good.
To come to get to the
four.
Studio for?
Not good.
That's right.
Not good.
But just in my, I live close. The roads, it's just it's slippery.
Yeah, be careful out there, folks. You might not think it's as bad as it is, but it is really, really slick in some areas.
But this is supposed to end in what?
Yeah.
Is it still snowing? Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit out there. So you went to the GB game last night.
I did. I had a good Valentine's Day.
Huh?
Oh, that was a tough game to
heartbreaker.
Watch. Heartbreaker. They lost by one. And that whole game, I don't think anybody had more than a 3-point lead, you know, after it started off. I think they were down a little bit. But anyway, back and forth. But it was a frustrating loss. It wasn't like, oh, man, what?
We just
The 3-pointers, they shot like 20%.
Yeah, normally they're really good.
Yeah,
I know.
And you'll think about that because they missed 8 out of 10. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then the crowd is like, come on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was nerves or if it was, I don't know what it was, but they didn't, I mean, if they'd made one of those, we'd have won the game because we only lost by one. But the crowd was great. The band was awesome. It was just a fun night. I told you I didn't want to go with you for this reason,
right. And
it was confirmed.
It's the main reason Jim did not want me to go to the game with him.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Totally, because they do, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and they kind of do, they don't really call it the Kiss Cam anymore, but they had a heart that said Happy Valentine's Day, and they went around and had
couples.
People in there, and everybody knows you, and we would have been in there, and that would have been
Because nobody knows the mayor of 16 years.
right.
All I know
they
is
they know this old radio guy.
So, but it was a great night, and I went to where we parked, D2.
Okay,
And
fun place.
That's a fun place. Their service there is awesome. I love that place. But so it was Ash Wednesday, and as you know, good Catholics, we're not supposed to eat meat. And so I said, and I'm looking over their menu, and they have a lot of good stuff on their menu. And I had my ashes on my head. She saw that. And she goes, look, we have a special. We have a perch plate tonight.
Nice.
Ash Wednesday.
Sure.
Isn't that nice of them?
Sure.
I mean, to really.
But that's Green Bay. That's a tradition.
I think Northeast Wisconsin, absolutely.
Yeah. In the country, if you're going to a restaurant out of the blue, they're going to have a fish plate on Ash Wednesday. It'll be Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I thought that was awesome. It wasn't on the menu. She, volunteered that. And I'm like, that's exactly what I want. So anyway, it was a fun night. It was great. I wish they would have won the game.
Yeah.
There was a great crowd there. I don't know what the attendance was, but you know, last year we talked about this. Nobody went to the game.
No, terrible.
And this was a lot of fun.
Good.
But yeah.
Then, of course, horrible tragedy in Kansas City at at the celebration. It's the second time now. The Denver Nuggets, when they won the championship, there was shootings. It was a radio DJ, a young radio DJ who was shot and killed yesterday. And some members of her family, and there's something like 10 kids that were, this is horrible. What's going on in the world?
I know.
And I'm not talking anything politics and whatever, whatever, whatever. Just why are people so nuts? For lack of a better word, why are people so nuts?
Right. I don't know. When I saw that, I thought there's just so much wrong with that. I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with that. It's like, this is a celebration. What, they estimated almost a million
people.
That's pretty cool.
That's unbelievable.
In Kansas City, the
but
whole
you know what?
City's...
It was almost scary. I saw one of those overhead shots. Todd, I don't know if you saw that. It must have been from a drone. And people were so jammed in. I would have had to get out of there. I wouldn't have been able to breathe.
I was getting nervous just watching it.
Yes, yeah. Me too. Yep. Honest to God, I was thinking, if you're in the middle of that and you've got 500 people on each side of you, right, and if you have to get out of there, you can't go. And if somebody yells, you know, the old thing, if somebody yells fire and everybody runs or something.
Right, that could cause a... But Kansas City's only, what, 500,000 people?
I don't know.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean,
that a million people.
That's a lot of
I've never heard of a million people showing up for something before.
That's a lot of people. But anyway,
unbelievable. It's just horrible. It's just like...
Oh, and it takes the shine off the parade. And, you know, just the whole city's hurting right now. Ugh.
The country is hurting because of just terrible. Horrific.
But this then, instead of leading to how great Kansas City is and the plaza and all the great stuff they have there, I did read last night or this morning that... their gun crime is really up. I mean, like 100,
is it them too?
Yeah, like 190.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will say one thing. A couple of guys, a couple of citizens. I saw a video of it chased down what they think is the shooter. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, two big burly. Yeah. I think they're both Hispanic guys. They're both like guys you don't want to mess with in a bar.
Yeah.
And they chased them down and they held them. So that's fantastic for that part.
It is. But you know. You really want that team to be able to celebrate, and what they did was, but anyway, that's going to be the story for the next couple of days.
Yeah,
and
terrible.
Like you said, as to why, I'm not sure.
Nothing more you can say. Yep. Got a text here, nice green night win last night, win number 20 for Gary Gresh's group.
Did you go?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you like those guys.
Yeah.
Good.
20 wins are, that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Good for them. Gary's doing an unbelievable job over there, just tremendous job over there. 33 in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. We got a big show coming up. At 6:34, we got Barb Lemieux. Describe Barb Lemieux's role.
So Barb Lemieux is...
why do I know that name so well?
She's been on with us before.
Okay.
Her focus is economic development.
Right.
And she's done some things with... she hails from Marshfield, but she's done work with our chamber, with the New North, which is more of a 9-county regional economic development. And now she's been really elevated to work with this organization. And I want to talk to her about this. I mean, I read about it, but they bring in community leaders, business people, really from the Americas, from both South America and North America. And they get together, and they were in Panama 2 weeks ago or last week, and talked about how we can all work together to increase economic development in the Americas. I mean, that's a big chunk of geography, and it's a lot of people, but... That's what it takes, I mean, to do something.
And Panama's a pretty good country, right? I mean, compared to some of the other ones that are having all that strife and, like, Honduras and with the gangs and with all the things. But Panama seems pretty cool, right?
Well, Panama, if you go up the road, you're right. It's all those countries you just mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
That people are trying to escape to get away from.
But then South America, I don't know.
I know. Some are good, some are.
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't know I'm going to ask her who was all there. And I'm wondering how many... business people versus political leaders versus, you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting because it takes everybody to do major, major projects, infrastructure, I'm sure. I guess that's what they talk about.
I see. Remember last week I talked about Jamaica and the Bahamas,
yep,
where the U.S. Travel Department or whomever it is put out a warning, high crime, assaults, muggings, and oh, by the way, there's been shark attacks. And it's like, whoa. Well, they're fighting back now, those two countries. And it's like, it's 1/100% is their crime against tourists.
You know what?
You know, there have been like one shark attack. It's like, they are really fighting back because that really hurt their, that's their life. That's all they've got basically is their tourism.
That, That is so true. I'm on their side on that, by the way.
The country, those countries.
Oh yeah, boy, am I? Because I tell you, those shark attacks. I mean, you know, they give you these other odds, like being hit by a meteorite and all this other stuff. The probability is much higher, and yet this shark attack makes all the news. And
I've always thought that same thing. I thought the same thing. You know, there's so many more dog attacks in the country every day.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, where people get seriously hurt or even killed.
Right.
But if there's a shark attack, no matter where it is, it's like a nationwide story.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that. It's like, okay. But again, you're in their element. It's like, okay, you're out in the Yukon and you get attacked by a bear. Yep. Because the bear was hungry.
Well, I looked it up just so you guys know. Cows kill more people than sharks on a year.
Cows? Yeah. I'm afraid of cows. I've told you that.
Yeah, they're.
Do they really kill people?
On average, sharks kill about 10 people every year.
Okay.
About 100 people die every year from cows, and it's usually from being stepped on or, you
10
know.
Times. Wow.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard of a cow killing somebody.
Right, and I was just going to say that. Has it ever been on national news?
No, that's what I mean.
Right.
No, but I will say this. I mean, you get a cow ticked off at you, you know, that's a big animal. You know what I mean?
Why?
Although, could you outrun a cow? Outrun a cow?
No. Uh-uh. No, I bet you.
I would think so.
I don't.
Do we have any farmers out there or any ranchers?
We do. I know we've got quite a few farming folks listening in this morning, so we'd love to hear.
Yeah, could I outrun a cow?
I'll take
now,
that.
Human
that.
Or you?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm no longer human.
Well,
no, but
I'm not even part of the human race.
Can a cow?
one bad hit.
Here we go.
That's where I'm relegated to.
Can an average?
Are you talking a human being
or John,
you?
Mino.
Which one? Because there is two different categories here. Two completely different categories.
The average.
We got a human, and I got Mino. So which one is it? It's not one size fits all.
No. I didn't mean that.
The average cow. No.
Thanks, Todd.
Can the average cow outrun an average human being?
Yes.
And I would say yes, but you're saying no.
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never really seen a cow in full sprint.
Well, if they get shocked by the fence, they run away. You know,
okay.
Electric fences, but maybe they can't.
I think it's a legit question.
I don't think sustainable.
If a cow is really ticked off at you, since they kill people, could you outrun them?
I don't.
Because you can't outrun a bear.
Oh, no.
Bears can hunt you down. They will chase you down like nothing. No matter how big they are. They're unbelievably fast.
Online, it says cows can run about 25 miles per hour.
Oh,
that's pretty fast.
That's much faster than you've ever run. I don't think you do that on your bike.
Yeah. You don't know that?
Josh, who's a farmer from Luxembourg, says they can outrun you.
Wow. They've got it. They just don't use it. Right?
Oh, boy. That could be said about all of us in some way.
But they got it.
We got it, but we can't use it.
Wow.
And we've
cows
never heard
can run
it.
25 miles. I think Tyreek Hill this year, you know, the NFL player, is like the fastest guy in the league. I want to say he was timed at like 22 miles an hour or so. And he's like the fastest guy in the NFL.
There you go.
Wow. I have all the respect for cows. You know what? All that stuff about me starting up my hobby farm up north. No cows.
No.
No cows.
We could turn that into something, like have cow races or something.
Oh, that actually sounds kind of fun.
Right. That'd be cool.
Oh, my gosh. Forget the greyhounds. We're having cow races.
Cow races.
We could do this. This is something. I'm serious.
Off the grid.
This would be a great fundraiser. Josh in Luxembourg, we got to borrow a couple cows. We got to borrow a couple of your cows. We're going to do this.
That could be cool.
I know. That would be a lot of fun.
I got some ideas.
Okay.
All right.
We got to work on this. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Have that guy that, you know, maybe he started a new hobby or something, and it's like every day he mentioned it somehow.
Yeah.
You ever have that guy? Okay, you know what Jim has mentioned every day for 10 days?
What?
I got this new salad shelf in my fridge.
I do.
Am I right, Todd?
I've heard him talk about it twice, but I'm already calling it the mayoral salad shelf.
It's mayoral shelf. He is so proud of what he has in his refrigerator.
And that's what's on there. So I told you, we need some more. What do you drink?
What is this, Todd? I drink bubbler.
Blueberry?
Antioxidant sparkling water.
Okay.
Boosts energy and restores balance. What's that bottom word right there? Is that balance? It's a weird little... Yeah. What is it? Is that balance?
It's balance.
Okay.
Oh, you should use that for your lunges, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Man.
Start slurping on that.
I had a terrible day yesterday.
How come we had your trainer in here the other day? You didn't have him do some lunges with you. I was a little disappointed in that.
Terrible day yesterday working out. No. And he's like, you know, you don't seem like you're on today. And I'm like, it's because I'm not. But no, I got to work on that. I kind of took some time off. I got to get back to it. So this salad shelf.
Yeah.
So you open, so the refrigerator up in the upper right hand corner are juices like orange juice and grapefruit juice, and then the second shelf
grapefruit juice is really underrated.
Well, I don't really like
it. Like grapefruit juice. It's not as sweet as orange juice,
right?
And grapefruit juice with vodka is a really good drink just on its own. You don't need anything else, don't you agree, Todd? Because I think, you know, you have a screwdriver with orange juice, and orange juice is just so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe it's because I've been reading so much about orange juice, how much sugar is really in orange juice.
Reading or drinking?
Reading.
Okay.
But do you know it takes 4 oranges for 1 glass of juice if you have the real squeezer, or the, what do you call them, juicers?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's
4. And for lemons, it's like a dozen. Because I was reading a thing, one of the greatest things you can drink for yourself is lemon, pure lemon juice. But it takes like 10 lemons to get like even a half a glass of juice.
The real stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? What's
going on? Cop out there.
Cop out there. No, it's a salter or whatever. Relax, Jim. It's okay.
That's until March 4th.
Got this text there. Dairy and beef cows can get very defensive when they give birth. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
And do they outrun them at running of the bulls? Well, yeah, bulls seem different. Bulls seem like they're, you know, a little more something. Cows seem docile, but I feel like they got a something inside of them
don't mess with me.
Like hippos. You know, hippos are Harry the Hippo and the sweet thing. Hippos kill a lot more people than sharks, Todd.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
I think hippos are faster.
I know, like
20
people killed by hippos.
Jeez, come on.
I do.
Anyway, back to I'm gonna go shopping this weekend and you want some more of this soda. Todd, do you want anything? It's Lent, you guys. I just remind you, we're in the desert for 40 days.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, just this Lent is celebrated by celebrate is not the right word. It's respected by Christians. And Lent is 40 days and it leads up to Easter. And in that time, you know, those of us who believe in Christ was that he was in the desert. And so that's why we're kind of going in for like penance and getting ready for Easter.
Well, I really didn't learn anything in school, apparently.
Look at this. Hippos are some of the deadliest animals in Africa, killing at least 500 people a year. An angry hippo can easily outpace a human.
That I knew.
Yeah. 500 people a year. And here we get 10 people a year with sharks, and sharks get all the bad rap.
Right.
Wow. It's incredible.
And 100 with cows, and they're not—they're just flying under the radar.
Cows just get a free pass.
Yeah. That Hipple thing, 500, that seems like a lot. I mean, it's like, how do they, like, are people—
like, they roam the streets.
You don't.
I know that. I know my world history. No, you know what they do?
No, neither do you.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I'm going to tell you. They overturn people's boats. They'll lay that in the water, and that's all they got is, like, their eyes out a little bit, and it really horks them off if people are on boats.
They tip a boat over.
And they tip the boat over.
20 at one time.
Yes, that's what they do. That's how they get you.
So they only have to tip 40 boats over.
But, I mean, you got these hippos. I mean, they're one of the meanest animals on the face of the earth. The other one, you want to know what one of the other meanest animals is? Same. Water buffaloes. I get Vietnam vets say that water buffaloes were one of the meanest things you'd ever mess with. Yeah.
Do we have those here?
Because you smell different than the people that take care of them. Yeah. And they don't like that then. They say horses are the same way. They say horses don't pay any attention to you except your smell.
Yeah. Once they get the new horses are like pets. They're like dogs.
Well, I know, but awesome. But they're not. It's your smell that they.
I think you were talking about those water buffalo. If they don't, if it's not the smell they're used to, they attack.
Exactly.
Horses don't do that.
No. Well, I've got attacked by horses. Jeez. Well, I'd outrun them.
Oh, okay. All right.
True story.
That hippo thing, I think I might look into that tonight. That
seems like a lot
of people to me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
500 people.
Yeah. But those never make the news. But the poor sharks, they always get the bad rap.
I know. And they take one surfboard guy
out. Yes, exactly. So anyway. All right. Also today we got Pat Monahan. He's UW Green Bay's assistant men's basketball coach. Hopefully he'll join us. I wouldn't blame him if he said, you know what? I'm going to
take this one off.
Take this one off.
He worked so hard last night, the coaches, the players. Yeah. But it just, you know, it's like football. It's like any sport, right?
It is what it is.
You're on. Yeah,
absolutely.
They're a little cold last night.
And we got Jim coming out from Duck Creek Vineyard and Winery in Denmark, a very cool place for our small business spotlight. We've got some good people lined up for our small business spotlight. Yeah, I really enjoy that. Don't you guys?
We've gotten a lot of comments from, we had a listener of the show from Chicago last week.
Oh.
Who wanted to thank you guys for featuring the small businesses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we like doing it. We really enjoy doing it because we have all the respect in the world. Everybody in there, I think, at some point thinks to themselves, boy, I'd like to own a bar. I'd like to own a restaurant. I'd like to own whatever.
Anything.
And you think about the dedication that it takes to do something like that is mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's no days off, basically. It's just,
none. Wow. And you worry about everything.
Everything. I can't. So these people that have the guts, the courage that I don't have, to set out and do these kind of things, I salute them.
You're pretty entrepreneurial. You've written, what, 4 or 5 books? That's a business in and of itself. I don't know if you're making a living off of them. But, my wife asked me, she goes, did I make a lot of money? I said, I've never talked
about
it.
Not off local books.
No. But that's a business, and you worry about your books, and you put a lot of work into that, and that's a 24/7 thing for you.
Yeah, it is, but it's also my passion, kind of. I mean, it really is.
Well, most businesses are the old saying,
and I'll find something, but I would do, I mean, I basically do that for nothing, and I mean, honestly, I probably have lost money over the years from the gas, you know, traveling all over the place and doing whatever, and the hours, and it's so that's not it at all. I don't know if I've made one dime on all my books, really, when you look back at it. And I'm totally fine with it.
Right.
Couldn't care less.
This is, right.
No, couldn't care less.
I could see you being like, do you remember Charles Kuralt?
Oh, my God.
Get in his bus and drive around.
RV. Love Charles Kuralt. Yeah. I loved that show. When I was in college when that was really popular.
Yeah.
And that was one of those things, all of us, it was almost like every Monday you'd come back and talk about his stories.
Yep. Yeah.
Because he did such a phenomenal job with his, we had this professor and he said, I forget the word he used. I should remember this. About you don't need a lot of words, just the right words.
Yep.
And Charles Kuralt, I mean, he said that's how you can break it all down to this. You don't need a lot of words. You just need the right words. And Charles Kuralt did that.
And he could write a story about anything.
Anything. Did you hear about him, though, that what came out later? He had a little girlfriend on the side traveling around with his wife in Nova.
In a few places.
That's a quick break. Mine with the mayor. Back after this. I got no way to come. Cause I know you're looking for me. You're good. But you become a
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
There is a flurry of activity down at the state capitol in Madison trying to wrap up business before the end of the session. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Wisconsin agriculture is keeping an eye on a few items. Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She's optimistic about at least a couple items that she thinks will be accomplished.
Two economic issues that I think are going to make through. There's a couple ideas for TIF districts, tax incremental funding districts, that are trying to help out a new processing plant for potatoes up in the Stevens Point area, and then down in Evansville for soy processing. So those are two things that I think are going to get done, so we can help everybody, especially in those particular areas.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Now, Ballweg says, unfortunately, she does not think that they're going to have enough time to take action on the proposed carbon credit calculator. She said too many details to be worked through. She also said they likely are not going to finish the transition to grazing grant program that's currently in front of them at the state capitol as well. We'll keep you posted on whatever we hear from the state capitol, as always, at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And speaking of the state capitol, coming up next week, Monday, it will be awash in the blue and gold. Next week is National FFA Week, and on Monday, more than 200 FFA members from across the state, along with their advisors, will be at the state capitol. They'll be visiting with State Secretary of Education, Dr. Jill Underley, as well as other state secretaries and also their elected officials. Monday, FFA Day at the Hill, celebrating National FFA Week. There's your food and farming update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Snow this morning, but it will end by mid to late morning and then gradual clearing here as we head through the afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 21. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, 27. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering, shopping together at Pella? What next?
How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 2/23/2024.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Somebody had texted in there, Todd, that they just read Charles Carroll's book.
Yeah.
I'd never seen that. I'd like to get
it. Oh, you've got it. You would love it.
I would love that. Yep. I got to find that. Can you get that on like Amazon, I would imagine?
I'm sure you can.
Okay, got to find that. And then somebody else said, you know, you're right about the fewer words. Ray Scott was the maestro. At that, the old Packer announcer.
Yep.
You know, star, dollar, touchdown type thing versus these guys these days that just, it's like they just got to talk.
This is how they should have done it. And yeah.
Yeah. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Phenomenal deal, folks. Zero interest for up to 60 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, but not having to make a single payment for 5 years. Take advantage. This deal at Pella only lasts till February 23rd. Their expert team installs year-round. They'll customize any window or door to match your home. They finish installation as little as a day. You won't even know they were there, except you've got gorgeous new windows and doors. You won't believe their talent, their efficiency, their professionalism. They are the team. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, once again, zero interest up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 23rd. Visit PellaWI.com.
Love Pella.
A salty right there.
Yes. Getting salt out there.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great guest today. A lot of guests. Great guest today. But today we have Barb Lemieux. She was on with us about a month ago. Mm-hmm. Barb Lemieux, and I think you probably recognize the name. Her focus in life has been economic development. Hails from Marshfield, came to the city, worked for the chamber, and now runs an organization called New North. And that's is that nine counties?
18. 18 counties.
Wow. 18 mm-hmm. county. Economic development strategy to really strengthen the economic development in Northeast Wisconsin. Barb also has attended some of these, what is this called again? Competitive Exchange, America's Competitive Exchange. And that's where we take Barb Lemieux from the Americas, from Central America, from South America, and obviously from North America. And they get together and they talk about a region and strategize on how they can work together to bring some economic development. And you just got back from an exchange in Panama.
I did, Mayor. It was wonderful. Wonderful.
I've heard Panama's a nice country, huh?
It's the first time I had been there.
Okay.
And it is. It's, yeah. It's kind of the financial mecca of the Latin Americas.
Cool.
And so what did you guys talk about? I mean, there's so much. Panama Canal. But
yeah.
I mean, and.
Yep.
That could be a little wider, though, too, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. So kind of let me just step back. I'm a board member on International Economic Development Council, IEDC. And we signed an agreement with the Organization of States that's run underneath the U.S. Department of Commerce that we wanted to be much more intentional of putting the I in IEDC, that our members are coming from all across the globe, not so much concentrated in just North America. So as a part of this agreement, we will have a board member will attend each one of these abroad visits going forward. And I was asked to join them for the first time out and then just report back to the board at my experience. So ACE, again, as Jim had said, is America's Competitive Exchange. These are done once a year in either Central or South America, and then within the year, they're held here in North America. The one I went to was in Panama, had not been there before, so I was super excited to go. And
they got a lot of poisonous snakes, though.
They do.
Did you know that?
They do.
No. Yes, they do. I had guys, back when the Noriega thing was going on, I had some guys that were special forces. They had to live out in the jungle for like 10 days or 2 weeks in case they were to take over the airport, to control the airport. And he said, Panama, beautiful place and everything like that. They got some really bad poisonous snakes in the jungles.
I might have done Zoom. Okay, so Barb, did you see any snakes?
Yeah. You knew that, right, Barb?
I did. Yeah, I did know that. Yes. They did tell us about that, although we weren't walking around the jungles.
No, I'm just saying, if you did, you got to be careful.
We were pretty safe.
All right.
But anyway, the whole purpose of the exchange was to understand the local economy in Panama, and then we would identify opportunities where our region could better assist. We all know we want to be less dependent upon China and other parts of the country for our product and services. And so it's really supporting the Americas, right? So what can we source? What can we align with supply chain initiatives? How do we increase our foreign direct investment back in the United States, and in particular our New North region? How do we help them, our companies, increase exports to the Latin America market? So it was really based on business infused with educational tours. What I found incredibly interesting is that we toured, it's called the City of Knowledge. And it was a U.S. Air Force base in Panama, which we needed back in the day.
Right.
We don't need today. So it was transitioned to the Panamanian government. They took the barracks that were there, and they created them as living quarters for entrepreneurs. So startup companies can actually live right within the City of Knowledge. They walk across the street, and there's many universities and like similar to like our technical colleges that will help the entrepreneurs develop product. They have innovation labs. They have a very unique relationship with some universities in the United States, in which if the student is going to focus on sustainability, mm-hmm. transportation, logistics, Panama is kind of, it's all there. The student will study abroad for 2 years and reside. They live within the City of Knowledge in these converted barracks, too. And they will get immersed in the Latin American culture. They come back speaking, bilingual, which we know many of our employers are really seeking now, employees that can speak bilingual. And then they finish their remaining 2 years back in the United States at that university. Their degree comes out of that U.S. university.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting model.
What? You know, mm-hmm. I think that's good in college to do some foreign travel. But, mm-hmm. man, what a program to go down there and get immersed with other. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are probably going to be pretty successful, right? You're living in the College of Knowledge. Is that what mm-hmm. it's called? And with other entrepreneurs. So do we have students down there from the New North?
We don't yet. In fact, I don't even knew if we knew of the program.
I just
got back a week ago.
Right.
And so I will be having this conversation with our colleges and universities in our particular region. We have contacts. We can set up future calls to see if this would be something that would, work, would seem to make sense.
Right.
But that was just one example. I was only there a week, and they packed so much into that week. I mean, we literally boarded a bus at 6:30 in the morning. We got back to the hotel at 8:30 at night. There were about 50 of us from around the world that were there, along with officials like the Deputy Secretary of Commerce, Alejandro Castello, was there to represent the U.S. government. The minister from Panama was there. So you had additionally, people that are in executive positions, but about 50 of us that have similar roles to mine.
50 people total? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of people from South America and North America. I mean, it's got to be a billion people in that. You take the two countries plus the Central America. Yeah. They don't all get along. I mean, so was somebody there from the different countries, from Brazil and Colombia?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. There were people from There were not a lot of us from North America, and I think that was by design, right? Because we all connect a lot at different events. And it was more people from Central and South America, and they could hear from us about what are we doing? How are we handling regionalism? How do we handle education? What are entrepreneurial models? And we then would benchmark ours against theirs and, you know, bring back some ideas.
So, you know, I teach at TC and mm-hmm. I teach business classes there. Mm-hmm. And they know I love the entrepreneur. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons you guys hired over there. I was hired out there. I want to know more about this College of Knowledge. And I think if one or two students can go down there and really, really learn, especially about sustainability and come back here. Mm-hmm. The beauty of going to those things is the connections you make.
Yep, exactly.
What do they speak there?
Spanish.
Okay.
And they speak, you know, English too.
Okay.
But Spanish is their primary language.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've done this before. Didn't we host one of these in Wisconsin? Not Wisconsin, but didn't you do an exchange with like Minnesota and Wisconsin? Maybe you weren't there. I was reading about the history of your organization, and it seems like you did something in Wisconsin, Minnesota.
You know, this is our first time with ACE, but because this next one will be coming up in May, and it will be in Detroit. So, to a year. They have one right. in the United States or North America, Detroit. And then they haven't decided yet where the one next November, December, January timeframe mm-hmm. will be, either in Central or South America. But I think it's critically important. You know, we have a global economy, right? So we need to take a look at how do we help our businesses expand to grow their bottom line with not just the consumers that are here, but consumers around the world.
I think that's critical. And like, this is nothing new, right? I mean,
correct.
And the Chinese kind of have a plan in place, and they're kind of connecting. Their focus seems to be like in Africa. And I don't know. I went to, I don't know, some seminars on something, and they were like, that's where the growth is going to be. It seems like you guys are doing the Central America, the Americas, and there's a lot of people there too, but a global strategy is critical.
It is, and we know as it comes to global trading partners, you know, our number one here in our region, our number one global trading partner is actually Germany, which is followed by Canada, which would be pretty obvious. We know Mexico is high on the list.
When you say here, you're talking about the New North.
In the New North region.
Because of the paper and stuff. Yeah, right.
Correct. Okay. We also know we have a lot of foreign direct investment companies that are here. So that means it's a company that is headquartered not in the United States. I think everyone knows probably a really good example is Fincantieri Marinette Marine, right? So they're headquartered in Italy. Their corporate headquarters is in Rome. Their major shipyard is in Trieste at the top of the Adriatic Sea, which I had the ability to, the privilege to visit. My husband and I flew to London for the Green Bay Packer game when we played the Giants.
The Giants.
Yeah. Although our record in traveling abroad to visit games is not good.
So. Yeah, that was kind of a downer,
I know. Our family is saying, no, you guys aren't going because we're going to lose. But anyway, as a part of that trip, I was able to carve out a couple of days and get up to Trieste and visit the shipyard and
that
spend
sounds
some
awesome.
Time with Fincantieri.
So that can come out of these exchanges.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
That would be great because that is a great company here in Northeast Wisconsin. I know they stay at the Northland Hotel because I've met some of them there. And mm-hmm. that's just a good – and they employ a lot of people and they pay family living wages. Yep. So that's cool. So you say that this group together, you must pick up other contacts too, like in South America or something besides just the whole – I mean, you must make some contacts there too, right?
Made lifelong friends. Right. When you spend a week together and it's a small – 50 might sound like a small number, but when it's 50, I mean, you're immersed.
Right. Barb, I got some other questions for you. I want to get back and talk about the New North as well. I think our listeners are interested in that. But we're going to go to a quick break. But can you stick around?
I can.
Okay, great. All right.
Thank you.
Mind on the Mayor, we're going to be right back talking with Barb Lemieux, who is the executive director of the New North and has just come back from an exchange of community leaders from the Americas. We'll be right back.
Let's get down to it. Heaven.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back. Mayor and the Mino. Mino the Mayor. I was saying, sorry, John. Mino the Mayor, and we are talking today in this portion of the show, economic development. And trust me, as someone who worked on it, economic development just doesn't happen. It takes leadership. It takes cooperation. It takes money. And it just it's a lot of work. And Barb Lemieux, who is I think if you look at Wisconsin, or for sure Northeast Wisconsin, of when you think of economic development, you would think of her. She's the executive director of the New North, and that's an 18-county group that works on economic development. And she's also elevated now to do some international work so we can get some connections throughout the world to help our region here in the New North. But the New North, back to that, and that's been around for, what, 20 years?
Yep. We were chartered in 2005.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's a cooperative organization with 18 counties, even though we kind of compete a little bit. I mean, at the end of the day, if one wins, we all win. What's been going on in that organization?
Yeah, thank you, Jim, for asking. When we were formed, it was really focused on business attraction, and that comes from helping our existing companies, attracting new business investment to our region, and then how do we help create new businesses through entrepreneurial startups. And then on the talent development side is how do we work with our institutions of higher learning, our companies, right, and upscaling and attracting talent. And so I'll just kind of focus more on the business attraction segment for the moment. We knew in meeting with our companies that it's managing your own data is incredibly challenging today. There's more and more cyber attacks. As much as you try and put resources in and gatekeepers, it still happens.
And that happened right here. Meatpacking, and there's some of it's quiet, some of it's public, but man.
Yeah, it happens. And also just how you manage and store data today is much different than what you would have done even 5 years ago, even 3 years ago. And so we knew that it was important for us to recruit a data center to our particular region. Involta is here now. Involta is a company that is headquartered out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but they have 13 large data centers all across the United States, but none were yet in Wisconsin. So I toured their operation in Cedar Rapids. They have one in Tucson. I was able to tour that. They did sign an agreement. So they are here in our region, ramping up.
Right.
We know that many companies will look to them not only for their storage, but for their data, their cybersecurity protection. We also know it's important as we recruit other companies to the region, when you can say you have, this is a co-location data
right.
center, it's going to make it much more attractive that they know you have these types of operations in your region.
Well, sure, just like a higher institute of learning, you know, they want to know that you have some graduate programs there for their employees. You know, Iowa, that's a little underrated. That's an awesome city. It's Cedar Rapids, and then, they did a big thing with IBM, right? Remember when they did. Dubuque? They kind of bought them a little bit, but they spent a lot of money getting them there. But that's really important that we have the infrastructure to support growing businesses. Mm-hmm. So this data center, mm-hmm. When you say it's in the region, I'm assuming it's not in Green Bay. That's okay. It's in the region. We all win. Is it here or is it coming or where's it at?
It's here. So it is in the Menasha area. However, many of the companies in Green Bay and in Brown County, you know, benefit are very interested. They're going to be connecting with them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. How are we doing with bringing talent in?
We're doing well. We know we still have a talent shortage, right? So I attended St. Norbert College, had their economic update yesterday. And so the job market is softening a little bit, but it's still very much, it's an employee's market. I think last time I was on your show, I mentioned our New North Hires Heroes campaign, where we will visit military bases and we recruit men and women and their families when they've made the decision not to reenlist.
Well, that's cool.
Super cool. We have a family that we're going to be featuring. They now live in Crivitz, of all places. They have a connection to Crivitz. Beautiful community, and they had not had direct ties to that community before, but through kind of a long extended family relationship, that's where they landed. And we're going to be featuring them coming up here really shortly, and they'll be in our talent video, which we will show at our New North Summit.
That's awesome. Very cool. Do you guys do a lot with veterans?
We do a lot with veterans.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of your businesses do a lot with veterans.
We do.
I mean,
we do. Yep. And so part of it too was making sure that you're also veteran ready, right? So as a company, it's not that you'll hire veterans, but understanding the criteria and the classification, their skills that might show up on a military transcript don't often align with a traditional HR job description. Yeah. So making sure that that is understood, and that's part of our New North Hires Heroes campaign.
What a great program. What about the brain drain? Are we doing better at that?
We are. In fact, you know,
For our listeners, everybody knows what that means, but it's like kids go to college and then they move. They go to Indiana. Yep. It's not like they go to Florida. I mean, they kind of stay within the Midwest, but they don't stay in our region.
Yeah. Many of them come back. They might go away, but they come back. So we are working with UW-Green Bay, UW-Oshkosh, NWTC, Fox Valley, Moraine Park and Lakeshore and the College of Menominee Nation. Those are all of the institutions that are in the New Era Group institution, Educational Resource Alliance, to help understand the messaging too. Because I think public sentiment right now, they're not valuing higher education as perhaps what we did when we all continued on after high school. And so we're going to understand what the issues are and try and change the conversation of how critically important it is to continue your learning.
Maybe something, you know, we have a realtor, Sandra Rank, comes on here every Tuesday, but maybe these, like, if you graduate from MCW and you stay within the region, they give you quite a bit of money. Maybe we need to give them, I don't know, a down payment on a house or something so that they stay here. Because once you buy a house, you're pretty committed. But anyway, we just need to retain our talent. That's just really important because that's what's going to get us to the next level. Barb, just thanks for what you're doing. Economic development is just, it's where it's at. I mean, it's what's going to get us where we all want to go. And that's good jobs, safe neighborhoods. So thanks for what you're doing. We'll have you back. You can give us an update on a couple other things.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye now.
All right. Mind on the Mayor. We'll be right back.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Thursday at 8 AM for Black History Month conversation with Reggie Jackson. I'm Earl Ingram.
Lesser Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dykesville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.